Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCD Radio. Now, more this week as we look at putting our faith solely in Christ and as we start a new area, living by faith. Wow, living by faith. When I was a little boy in the church, we used to sing hymns like Living by Faith. Do you remember that song, my friend? Well, it begins with these words: I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadows or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth over everything, and all of my worries are in vain. You know, we do not hear these songs or other songs like these sung anymore in most churches. But maybe that is why most Christians are so worried and even paranoid to what the future holds for them and their family and even the world. But my friend, we are to live by faith, not by what we feel or our emotions or by sight. Paul tells us in Romans 1:17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." Wow, from faith to faith. As it is written, the, T-H-E, underlined and quoted, just, or the justified by Christ, shall live by faith. Now, but please know, we are not, repeat, not to just live by any faith, but we are to live by the, T-H-E, the one and only faith of the one who has justified us. We are to live by the one and only faith of Jesus Christ. And the only way we can do that is if we put our faith in Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. The only way that we can live by faith is if we put our faith in Christ Jesus. It is essential that believers see that Christianity is definitely more than a list of doctrines or beliefs in which to follow. Much more than a name and claim it or blab it and grab it doctrine, but more than serving a Santa Claus who brings good little boys and girls gifts if they follow the rules and keep the commandments and traditions of men. Rather, Christianity, now write this down, Christianity is Christ in us. Let me say that again. Christianity is Christ in us, as Colossians 1:27, and the life that emerges from the oneness in the Spirit with Christ. So Christianity is Christ in us, Colossians 1:27, and the life that emerges from the oneness in the Spirit with Christ. We are saved by grace through faith, no matter what the Catholic Church and other denominations will tell you. But we too are to live by faith. Did you get that, my friend? We are saved by faith, and we are to live by that same faith that God gives us. God does not give us faith to be saved and then a different faith to live by. Oh, no. God gives us faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, to do all that we need to do for Him. And how do we get that faith? Does God have a magic wand and bonk us on the head and say, presto, change-o, and bonk us again? No. Paul tells us how we get this faith. In Romans 10:17, it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Again, Romans 10:17. So our faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, comes to us by hearing. But hearing what? Most Christians would answer, well, reading or hearing God's Word. Now, reading God's Word, the Bible, is critical to our spiritual growth and development. But Paul, my friend, was not talking about reading the Scriptures because it was not written yet. The Bible was not put together yet. In John 8:31, when Jesus said, "If ye continue in my Word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Again, John 8:31. Most Christians think Jesus was talking about the Bible. But guess what? The Bible had not been written yet. Jesus had not died for our sins yet. The gospel was yet to be completed. Well, what words was Paul and Jesus talking about? In the late 70s, when the big shift from evangelism to teaching happened, many Christians would put their Bibles under their pillows and expected the Holy Spirit through osmosis, I guess, to give them the understanding. Many Christians would even get into airplanes and fly over cities and casting down spiritual demons and powers and territories. But that was all a waste, my friend. Every Sunday still, millions of people go to church and hear the Bible, the verses used by the preacher, you know, that as he delivers the sermon, not a message. Most churches deliver a sermon. There's a big difference. Yet, when they leave the building, they have not been changed, nor is there any life of God in them. So, what was Paul saying? The hearing in Romans 10:17 was, well, to understand what Paul was saying, we have to go to the Greek version of the Bible. In Greek, Romans 10:17 reads, so then faith cometh by hearing a word from God. Romans 10:17 in the Greek. Did you get that, my friend? Faith cometh by hearing a word from God. In the 1611 version of the King James, you know, King James Version reads, and hearing by the word of God. My friend, we must personally hear from God. Let me say that again. We must personally hear from God. Then put our faith, the faith that he gives us in Christ Jesus, so that we can do with that which he wants us to do. Not hear from God, then put the faith God gives us in ourselves. Oh no, we must put our faith solely in Christ Jesus. He will do the work, not us. I'm going to say that again. We put our faith in him, in Christ Jesus, and he will do the work in us as we go out and do the work for him. As a matter of fact, when we hear from God, he will give us all of the faith that we need and everything else that we will need to do that which he wants us to do. Faith and all we need cometh by hearing. Let me say that again. Faith and all we need cometh by hearing from God. And then we just put our faith in him and he will do that work. In John 8:31, Jesus was talking to the disciples, if you continue in my words. Well, what words? Well, all of the words that he, Jesus, had spoken to them from day one, and especially the words that he, Jesus, spoke earlier that day. Read John 8:12 through 29, and you will get those words. And then notice verse 30. As he, Jesus, spoke these words, many, many believed in him. Jesus was telling the disciples to continue, live by faith in the words that he has taught them. Then in verse John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth, Jesus is the truth, my friend, or you shall know me if you continue in my words, shall make you free. Knowing Jesus will make us free. Not knowing doctrine, not knowing the church, not knowing rituals and traditions, that makes us in bondage, but knowing Christ makes us free. Unless we continue in the words of God that he speaks to us, to our spirit, and yes, even in the Bible, we will never ever come to know Jesus and always be bound up in the traditions of men, in religions and doctrine that leave us empty of the Spirit of God and no life of God in us. You know, many Christians believe that we are forever forgiven, or not, if we sin, we can just turn to Christ. Well, no, that's not right, my friend. Now, those dynamics are certainly included in our salvation, but to live by faith means that we continually abide in Christ. Let me say that again. To live by faith means that we continually abide in Christ as our life and continually draw upon him and its dependency for all that we need in this age. More next week as we continue to look at living by faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week to come and that you have experienced that life-changing salvation in your life and you are abiding in Christ and you are living by faith. Which is so much more than going to church and reading the Bible and having an emotional experience, my friend. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.